John Heyman just reported this, and it's not good.
Oh, no.
There is real concern that Freddie Freeman has broken his left wrist.
Wow. Oh, boy.
That is a shame. I mean, as a fan of baseball, that is a tremendous loss. I mean, he was becoming one of the upper echelon hitters. I mean, everything you could want, everything that I guess the Braves and a lot of people expected, this was turning into reality. That park was playing perfectly for him. So, I mean, the guy you're not going to be able to replace in fantasy, you're going to hope to, you know, maybe, I don't know. Right now, it's going to be a tough day.
Isolated power was through the roof and was going to come back. But still, you know, this guy was playing in a hitter's park now. And he, of his 14 home runs, he was tied with Judge for the major league lead. 9 he hit on the road. He had yet to get into a binge at home yet. So I was looking forward to actually more from Freddie Freeman. And this guy is just so much fun to watch. It's disappointing. There's no way, you know, that you can place him on the waiver wire. You got to make a trade now.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is this the same wrist that he had the problems with in the past?
So this is his left wrist that is broken. I'm not.
I'm not sure.
It's brutal. You know, it's brutal.
Well, it was interesting last night too. Sorry that you know, when he got hit from the pitch from Benjani. You know, you could see it was incidental, right?
Sure.
It was incidental. Mike Foltynewicz come out and plunks Devin Travis the next inning. I'm like, why are they doing that? It was obviously wasn't intentional.
But did you see the trainer came over to him and like touched his wrist and he put his head on his shoulder? He was in like so much pain.
Yeah,
wow, that was terrible.
You noticed it immediately upon Freddie Freeman being hit that he was in severe pain, and you know. A lot of these times you get back from the injuries and x-rays are negative and you're like, whew. Now you take one side of relief, then you wait for the MRI and you have the other, second side of relief. Last night, the second you heard about the x-rays and they come back as inconclusive, you're immediately like, uh-oh.
Well, I figured, not 24 hours, but don't you have to wait for the swelling to go down in most instances?
Sure, but yeah. Even still, a lot of these times they have the x-rays and they're immediately negative, and you're like, again, one side of relief,
good.
And you wait for the second one over the MRI. When I hear inconclusive, I get the stomach drop feeling pretty immediately here.
Yeah, you know what, I didn't react that way, and I saw it this morning when I was doing my news read and writing those things up.
Yep.
I said inconclusive. I can't go either way, but I totally understand where you're coming from. Because inconclusive to me was factually inconclusive. He's going to go under more tests today. Anything can happen, but you know I can see where you're coming from.
I always take the negative injuries. I'll just be honest with you.
Freddie Freeman, of course, we literally talked about him yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Like. One of the best hitters in baseball, leads the league in home runs. We questioned, is his power for real? And guess what? Now we're going to have to do it again next year because when a guy comes back from a broken wrist, the last thing to come back is power. So if it is true he has a broken wrist, he's out for the year or out for a significant period of time, like this power question mark is a thing again. And now Matt Kemp's value without Freddie Freeman hitting ahead of him is a thing. And it's just... Scotty said it a couple days ago, and I laughed, like, the Braves aren't this bad. I'm like, listen, they're the worst team in baseball statistically. And he's like, you know what? But I don't feel like they played that bad.
Yeah.
Now you're taking out their best hitter from that lineup. And this is a team that was rebuilding. This is a team that was competing every night. And you lose Freddie Freeman. It hurts the Braves. It hurts your fantasy team. I don't know how you replace him if you're a Freddie Freeman owner.
And
I really
also
don't.
For the Braves, you know, you talk about intangibles. This guy is... the team leader, you know, both by example and in the clubhouse. So if they feel like they're going to contend, you know, and they lose a guy like that, Matt Kemp's not about to step up and be a leader. He's not that type, you know, maybe by example. But and the other thing is, look, I haven't looked into the minor leagues yet. Right now, maybe you know a little bit more about this than I do. I know they have a very deep minor league system, but Jace Peterson is like the guy that can step in and play first base. I don't know who they're going to call up.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with the first base thing. They have Albies, but he's a middle infielder.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming that maybe Matt Kemp is going to get moved now, and I don't know if they can move Brandon Phillips with the 10-5 rules and stuff because he has to okay stuff, so I don't think he's going anywhere. It's just, it really kind of stunts the growth on this team. I was looking forward to, like, I thought they were better than they played right now. I was more like with Scott that they could possibly be a .500 team. Looking forward to Sean Newcomb, one of their big arms coming up. It's, you know, it's got to be a sad day for the Braves organization.
It's interesting because Ryan Howard, remember, was in AAA for a while with this team. This would have been the spot for him, but he was released after batting 184. Your guy, Corey, yeah. Ryan Howard.
Well, yeah. Don't make fun of him now. Have you spoken
to him recently?
No. Why, Scott, why would I be speaking to Ryan Howard?
Because you're your guy. You know, you like the Subway sandwiches.
Hey, let me ask you a question right quick, fellas. So in my draft champions, I already have Paul Goldschmidt at first base. Obviously, Freddie Freeman was my corner infielder. Where am I going? Let me tell you what's
on
my bench.
Who's available.
Randall, not in draft champions. I can't make no pickups. Okay. This is my bench. Randall Grichuk, Steven Souza Jr., and Trey Mancini.
Well, yeah, where does Grichuk qualify?
Got some good options.
Those three options aren't bad. I mean, they're not.
I mean, where does Grichuk qualify? Owner. That he needs to start hitting because, you know, it's getting crowded there once again.
It depends on who qualifies
else at corner infield if you're in your roster.
Well, what about Trey Mancini? Did he get first base eligibility yet?
I don't know. I'm not
sure. I also
sure.
love Sousa's my guy. I really
yeah,
love
I mean,
Steven
Sousa
Sousa.
Should yeah. be.
Sousa's playing well. Mancini will play well in spurts.
I'm sure I can move it around with the util and stuff like that and yeah. get somebody in there. But I got three. So I got those three guys right there, Grichuk, Mancini, and Souza Jr.
Those are three good options.
All right, cool.
And Souza's really playing finally like we expected Souza to play 3 years ago.